Jim Ooze.
I feel like a duck-billed platypus.
Ow!
Dude, check out the Knox.
It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Let's go, Tybalt! Great adventures await!
Welcome back, everybody, to Dystopian Dance Party's Year of the Weasel. My name is Zach.
And I'm Kelly.
This is our August minisode. I think it's like episode 6.5. I don't know. We don't have a whole lot to talk about today. Mostly just want to read a couple of comments and do a little check-in on a little wellness check on Polly, because the drama with Richard, the Richard Simmons project is continuing. By the way, rest in power to Richard Simmons. This episode I won't do that to him.
Yeah.
I was going to dedicate this episode to his memory, but I think that would,
I don't think he would like
he'd be upset about that.
So. And to be clear, like, really, rest in peace, Richard Simmons. Like, we're not, I mean, it's funny because we're relating this to a Pauly Shore podcast, but that being said, he seemed like a really lovely person, and
he did.
Full respect for him.
And I'm so, I think we talked about this a previous episode. There was all that concern about his well-being, and there was the podcast, like, is he a victim of elder abuse? And all of that, it seems like turned out to not be true. And it seems like he lived, you know, his life on his own terms. And so all of that stuff is good. Honestly, though, I feel like the worst thing, the worst thing about his final years was this impending threat of Pauly Shore making a biopic about him. So
finally just took him out. That's my biggest fear, too, is that Pauly Shore will play me in a biopic.
It's a possibility for all of us. I'm okay with it. If he wants to, Pauly, if you're watching this, you have my advance permission to portray me in a biopic. I'm totally fine with it. All right, real quick, got a couple of comments from some of the usual suspects. Marty White, this was a comment on our last minisode. He said, at one point of the episode, Callie says that we're in the decline of Shore's career. Zoo Delores, Shore's career never declined. Plus, now that Richard Simmons passed, I hear Pauly will be reviving Simmons' exercise franchise with the release of a 5-part exercise miniseries starring Pauly in those fabulous shorts. Honestly, since Pauly seems hell-bent on just becoming Richard Simmons, I would not put it past him that this is all going to culminate in a Sweating to the Oldies reboot.
I don't remember saying that at all.
I vaguely remember it because I think it was while we were talking about the trajectory of the podcast and saying that, like, we've officially passed peak Pauly. You know, it's like after...
Well, where's the lie?
Right, right.
I'm sorry. Like, I feel like peak Pauly was in the 90s, right?
Yeah,
like, I don't even think that Pauly would disagree with that.
Technically, we passed peak Pauly. And, you know,
I never had a peak, so it's not an insult. You know, true. It is what it is.
But true. I mean, technically, the culture was kind of tired of him by the time he got his first movie. So
I know, that's what I'm saying. In terms of our podcast, like, our peak episodes that I think most people would care about have already happened. That was the first like month or two. And now
we're just going to keep going for another 9 months or whatever.
Not unlike Pauly Shore.
So yeah, we'll see if this happens. We'll see if Pauly brings back Sweating the Oldies. And then this is a good one from Jukebox Cowboy. This is from our Goof Troop episode, which had a very low Pauly Shore content. So this is reacting to something with nothing to do with Pauly Shore. But we talked about the scene where Max does the powerline dance routine. And we were saying that, like, this could very easily be something that could backfire and make you even more of a social outcast. And Jukebox Cowboy said he witnessed this happening. He said he was substitute teaching a high school special ed class and learned that the number one outcast had tried to impress his classmates the first week by dressing as Michael Jackson and doing his dance routine. This was right before the big scandal. We all know the one. And afterwards, they never laid off the poor kid.
I actually had it wasn't a similar instance, but it was a Michael Jackson related public speaking thing where in my, I think it was my 2D design class that was like a requirement at Lansing Community College.
Okay.
We had to give a presentation about, it was so open-ended. I think it was just like about something that we like or like something about us. And so we had to make a poster about us. And one of the people in my class had a whole poster with like a Michael Jackson glove on it. And this person gave this presentation about their love of Michael Jackson and how they like got this glove and everything. And then they started crying. I'm sorry if this makes me sound really mean, but it was just such a bizarre experience. And then they were just like crying about how they miss Michael Jackson. I started telling this story as if I'm like, oh, this is a relatable story. Everyone's going to laugh at this. And now as I'm telling it, I realize that I just sound like an asshole because I'm laughing at this person. But it was just so bizarre because it was like not a... The tone of the class, too, was like, we all just have to be there. Nobody talked. We barely ever had to give presentations. So it's not like we were all, like, friends who, you know, like, we could have, like, this emotional moment with this person. It was just, like, out of the blue. Like, this person had never spoken before. The it wasn't even that big of a deal for an assignment. It was like, just make a fucking poster and get your 4.0 or whatever. So the fact that they put so much emotion into this dumb class, it was just very weird. So that's why it's funny.
I had to be removed from, do you remember when me and my friend, it was in middle school, so you probably don't remember it in real time, but you might have heard the story, but me and Dave Graff had to be removed from Mrs. Hollingsworth's classroom because we were listening to one of our classmates who I'll let him remain nameless, but we had to do like argumentative presentations.
What was and this, the Burger King versus McDonald's?
Yes, and he chose Burger King versus McDonald's and was like going into this like poetic detail about like flavor when he bites into the burger and the juiciness, and he's like saying it all in like a monotone. And he was not the smartest kid. And oh my God, like we were trying not to laugh and we just like bust out laughing and she sent us out in the hall. which is fair. You know, we shouldn't have been laughing at this kid, but it was just like, it was so hard to keep a straight face. So the moral of this story is that we're both awful. You know that already. So.
To be fair, I didn't laugh when they were crying, but like just after the fact, just thinking about it, I'm like, that was so fucking weird. Like at the time I was just like, all right, can I go home? I also had a speech class. This was at Wayne State, but it was the same situation where it's like everyone, it was just like phone the damn speech in. It's not that serious. But then for our last speech, we could pick whatever we wanted to talk about. And the last person to go up and speak wrote this like long ass speech about how Tupac is still alive. And the bell rang, or like, you know, there's no bells in college, but like it was time to go. But they weren't finished with their speech. And I don't know why the fuck I didn't just get up and leave. But our teacher was like, let's just sit here and wait for them to finish. And it went on and on and on and on. Like, what? Anyway, Pauly Shore.
Well, we didn't have that much to talk about with Pauly Shore. But it is time for a return of our now officially recurring segment. And is Pauly Shore okay? Because we have an update from the Simmons gate, if you will. I did not watch this play out. This actually showed up. At this point, I've trained my news feed to surface Pauly Shore articles for me. The algorithm is officially keeping an eye out for Pauly Shore news. And because we live in hell.
You just get a Google alert on your phone.
Yeah. because we live in hell, the Pauly Shore news they were getting is this ongoing saga of the Richard Simmons biopic. So this is from Wednesday, July 31st. This was in The Independent, which is a surprisingly prestigious publication to be talking about this. The staff and family of Richard Simmons have slammed actor Pauly Shore for implying that the late fitness guru did not write his own social media posts. Simmons, who rose to fame, blah, blah, blah. He died age 76. Shore recently told TMZ that the TV personality wanted me to make the biopic. What the fuck? I don't even know if that was him tweeting the whole time, to be honest. I don't know who that was, he said. Responding to Shore's comments. Responding to Shore's comments, Simmons' staff shared on X/Twitter on Wednesday. You've seen here on Richard's account what he had to say about the biopic. We'd also like to share the following statement from Richard's brother, Lenny. Dickie Richard Simmons absolutely wrote his own posts. He worked on them a week in advance, going over and over them to get the right message.
He went off the funniest part of this so far.
He would often read them to Kathy and I beforehand. What he has not done was to text, email, or call Pauly with anything, not even to wish him good luck, as Pauly has stated many times. The Independent has contacted Shore's representatives for comment, and apparently he did not reply. So I don't know what is going on. I don't know why Pauly Shore is spreading disinformation about...
Right! What is going on?
Let this man rest. You don't need the family's permission. You can just, you know, if they have to, they can change the name to Richie Sandberg or something like that, you know. Yeah. This isn't stopping you. Just leave this poor man's family alone.
It's also like the short film was already made. So
right.
Is the world baying for more Richard Simmons content starring Pauly Shore? I'm so puzzled. I don't need any of this.
I don't know. If it comes out, we'll do an episode on it. But for now,
To be clear, I will absolutely watch it. But do I need it?
Right.
That's debatable.
Right. Yeah. It's this weird unfolding saga that we're just going to keep reporting on, I guess, for as long as we do this. I have one more thing to say about this, which is that randomly today I log into Facebook like, I don't know, once a week, maybe. I don't have it on my phone. I will just occasionally log in to like just see what's going on. And apparently at some point, I've never been a fan of George Takei. Like I've never been, that makes me sound shady. I've never been like anti-George Takei. I don't feel any type of way about him. If anything, I feel like I might have started following George Takei at some point while I was active on Facebook, because I was like, I keep getting his fucking posts on my, he's one of those guys where like you just get his posts because everybody follows George Takei. So I think at some point I was like, well, if I'm going to fucking get George Takei posts, I might as well follow him, you know?
He's kind of like a Tom on MySpace. Because yes. I remember I would see George Takei stuff on Twitter when I was on Twitter all the time, too.
Right. Anyway, for some reason, I was still following George Takei. But I'm glad, because this wonderful moment, I was scrolling on Facebook and this post by George Takei came up. And what I love about it, in the comments, he links to the article that I just talked about. But what I love about the post, and I'll put it up on the screen, is it just says a picture of Richard Simmons on one side and Pauly Shore on the other. And George Takei just says, "What a sad situation." No further context.
I feel like the thesis statement of our podcast is that close up of Pauly Shore's face and that tweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bring this up, I guess, if you've been listening to this unfold and you've been like, well, when is George Takei gonna weigh in? He has officially waded into the dispute. So, there you go.
Is it a sad situation? Like, it's sad that Richard Simmons passed, but he was also old. I mean, he wasn't like that old, but a lot of people have died recently that weren't that old. And who gives a fuck about Pauly Shore?
Right. I would like, say...
It's not... What about those two people is sad?
Right, right. I would say...
situation. One of them is dead. He never has to hear about Pauly Shore again.
That is true. That sweet is embrace the silver line. Has
spared him of Pauly Shore. I wish it would happen to me.
Yeah, I think if anything is sad, it's the fact that presumably...
Your shirt says death is no escape. That's so awesome. You just reach the pearly gates and Pauly Shore is like, well, what's up, buddy? You're so dead, bro. What's up, dude?
Yeah, so that's all I got. That's all I got today.
I have actually a comment, believe it or not, from our... I actually did a tiny bit of work, and someone responded to one of our posts on Dystopian Gram.
Oh, nice.
They met Pauly Shore.
Oh, okay.
They nice. Said it was Mathis.Ryan. He said, I met Pauly about a decade ago at a Starbucks in Memphis. He was wearing a purple sports coat, and we couldn't believe it was him. He was really nice. He invited me and my buddy to his show as he pulled out... Hold on. Whoa. He invited me and my buddy to his show, and he pulled out in his SUV? That's not my fault. Okay. It says... He invited me and my buddy to his show at he pulled out in his SUV. I imagine that means and.
As he pulled. As not well, sure. Okay. Sure.
But says they didn't go to the show.
So I got really worried when you said as he pulled out his, and I was like, whoa, wait a
second.
I know,
I'm trying to, I think it means and he pulled out in his SUV.
Okay.
But it
okay.
said at he, so that's a right. typo, but it threw me off. But
yeah, I was kind of really worried. As he pulled out his? Yeah, I was, because like I've said before, I'm just waiting for Pauly Shore to get canceled while we're in the middle of this, so.
Yeah, we live in a world where Neil Gaiman got canceled for sexual assault before Pauly Shore.
I know,
man.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It's less problematic to be a fan of Pauly Shore in 2024 than Neil Gaiman. Like, who would have thought? Well, that's
it's
awesome.
Like, on one hand, I could say that I'm waiting with bated breath. On the other hand, it's like, if and when it happens, I won't be totally surprised.
I'll be prepared. Yeah, I'm prepared to face, you know, I was...
I'll be a little bit disappointed.
I'll be disappointed, But I feel like I took Neil in stride, and, you know, I can handle Pauly if I can handle Neil.
Yeah.
So, should we say that you might be meeting Pauly Shore? Is that a...
I guess this will be how I hold myself accountable. So Pauly Shore will be in Royal Oak, which is not far from me at all.
Yeah.
The tickets involve a meet and greet. So and they're not very expensive. So and it's in November, which is my birthday month. So I do plan on meeting Pauly Shore.
Nice.
We shall see though. If I do, I will absolutely have an episode that's just me relating the entire experience.
Right. This would be the second person who's a subject of our podcast that you've met.
Yeah, because I also met Sebastian Bach.
Only you. I haven't met Sebastian Bach, and I unfortunately won't be.
And I did meet John Michael Thor, too, and we did years and years
that's
ago.
Right, that's right. That's right. So John technically the third. Yeah, that's true. And it's always Callie. It's never me.
Yeah, you spoke to him on the phone, but I actually gave him a hug, so...
So, keep sending us your meeting Pauly Shore stories. Maybe proofread them next time.
Yeah.
so we can read them.
I messed it up first. And then as I'm reading it, I assume that I was messing it up again. And I'm like, wait a second, that's just written. Yeah. You have to remember that I will read everything exactly as it's written because I did not read it beforehand. They commented it and I was like, cool, man, can I share this? And then I did not read it.
But yeah, thanks. Like I said, it's a short episode. If anybody listened to this, you can find us on Instagram at DystopianGram. You can find us on YouTube at Dystopian Dance Party. On the web at DystopianDanceParty.com. Give us a review, maybe not from the strength of this episode, but, you know, if you've been listening for a while and you like what you hear, give us a review on iTunes or whatever else, whatever your service of choice is. We're on most of them.
Sure. Apple Podcasts is the one I always look at.
Oh yeah, I would say Apple.
So far, I think I'm the only person who's reviewed us on there.
Well, we have a sterling 5-star rating, which is probably because of you.
It's 2 ratings. So guess who rated it?
Okay, 2 ratings. Did you read it yet? So I don't know if I can rate, because I think it might be linked to me.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I can rate it. It might have been me and Marlo.
Well, regardless, I don't really give a shit as long as it has 5 stars. It could only be people who know us personally. It doesn't matter to me. It's just, it looks good. That's the only thing that matters is optics. But if you agree that it's 5 stars, I don't like nothing below 5, just fuck off with that. But if you're like, this is a 5-star podcast, feel free to give us a rating, and we'll shout you out on the show. So we'll be back to talk about jury duty soon, and we'll definitely have more to say about that.
Hell yeah. Can't wait.
Thanks for listening.